fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, big fellow!
It was a black and moonless night. Not a glimmer of light was visible throughout the entire length of Claremore Valley. But had anyone by chance been standing at the valley's northern end, where it narrowed abruptly and a cross trail led to Foxhead Canyon, that person would have heard something. The sound was unmistakable. The muffled thud of cattle on the move. There was the clack of horns and the bawling of the steers. But these sounds were swallowed quickly in the rhythmic thunder of many hooves that were like vague drum beats in the night. The distant thunder gradually faded away, and again there was silence at the entrance of Foxhead Canyon. Silence that was broken harshly by the voice of Link Morgan.
Well, kid, we've done it again.
Yeah.
This time we pushed enough of them critters through the gap to make it really worthwhile.
Well, I hope so. I need the money.
You get it. As long as you string along with me and the boys.
How about the payoff?
Tomorrow afternoon at Barlow's place. Say, that old man of yours, I heard he was coming back.
Not as far as I know. Told me he was going to stay in Dodge City for 2 or 3 months.
Well, he'd better. The old codger's too nosy. We're having trouble enough keeping the sheriff out of our way.
What do you mean? Ain't I doing what I'm
supposed to? You're doing all right. So far.
I'm not likely to change.
Well, just be sure you don't. Well, I'm heading back to Sunburst. Boys will take care of the herd. Which way are you riding?
South.
Oh. Might be stopping by the box tea spread.
Maybe.
Might do a little courting, eh? Melody Walker, the sheriff's daughter?
Listen here, Link. My personal life is my own business.
Sure, sure. I don't care what you do. As long as you play your cards face up with me, savvy?
Whenever I start playing them any other way, you'll know it.
Oh, no. You'll know it. And me and the boys will tell you about it. With a 45. Night, Jeff. Get up here.
All right, boy. Come on. Oh,
Oh, oh boy, oh, oh, steady there, oh.
Is that you, Jeff?
Yep.
I expected you earlier. It's almost 10 o'clock.
I got here as soon as I could, Melody. Your dad had some work for me to do.
Is he coming home? I fixed some coffee and sandwiches for both of you.
He'll be along.
What kind of work do you mean? Weren't you together?
No, I've been up the valley near Foxhead. Sheriff covered the other end, near the river.
You're still trying to trace those rustlers.
Yeah, but there's no sign of them so far.
It's got Dad worried, I know that. Why, Jeff, do you know that some of the ranchers around here are even accusing Dad of being in on it? With the rustlers, I mean?
Oh, that's just local talk.
I know it, and so do you. But that doesn't stop them from talking. Oh, I wish there was some way to...
Stop worrying. It's no headache of yours. Your paw and I'll run them down sometime.
It'll have to be pretty quick.
Some of these cattlemen make me sick. Every time a few of their steers stray off the range, they yell rustlers and start to beef.
They have a right to, Jeff. No one likes to have his property stolen. Your own father feels the same way about it.
Yeah, I know. Dad's like all the rest.
How can you say that, Jeff? Your father's head of the Cattlemen's Association. Naturally, he wants to stop rustling.
Everybody does.
Why, just before he went up north to Dodge City, I heard he and my dad talking right in this very room. He said that was the reason he was going to try and bring back a special lawman. Somebody who wasn't known
around
it. What's that?
Special lawman?
Yes, didn't he tell you about it?
No. And neither did your father.
It must have slipped their minds, both of them.
It's the idea of a special lawman. Ain't your pa and me doing a good enough job here in the valley?
Well, of course you are, Jeff. It's just that they both agreed, and maybe someone who wasn't known to whoever does the rustling...
Well, why didn't they tell me?
Well, I suppose they meant to. You know yourself how busy all of you have been.
That's a fine thing when my own father and the man I work for are afraid to trust me.
Well, they trust you. Jeff.
Yeah?
You really don't know anything about the rustling, do you?
You too, huh?
Oh, please. And... Jeff, don't get mad. Just answer my question.
Of course I don't know anything about it. I'm a deputy sheriff, ain't I?
I believe you, Jeff. Your word is all I want.
Say, what's the idea, Melody? I thought you and me were planning on
getting... We are, but I'm a woman, Jeff, and women ask a lot of questions.
Oh, more than they should.
Just for that, I won't ask the other one.
What's that?
I was going to say something about gambling, but...
I haven't turned a card in 3 months.
Just like you promised me?
Just like I promised.
Oh, you've made me very happy, Jeff. Now you must be starving. I'll heat up the coffee.
Oh, no, Melody. Wait.
What's the matter?
I just thought of something. I have to show your pa at the office. I'd better ride into town to meet him there.
But can't you wait here until...
No, this is important. I got to do it in town. I'll see you later.
Oh, Jeff, wait. I want to tell you...
It was early the following morning that the northern trail into Sunburst echoed with the hoofbeats of two horses. The gray stallion was ridden by a grizzled and white-haired old-timer who slouched in his saddle with the riding ease of a true Westerner. His companion, astride a dappled pinto, was a much younger man. The way his eyes swept the sage and grass-clad hills on either side of the trail, it was evident he was seeing them for the first time.
Nice country around here, Mr. Pearson.
Yeah, best in the world.
Must be good grazing land.
None better.
Stretch over to the left there's a
That's
nice...
Claremore Valley. Runs 60-odd miles up to Kisco Range. 10 fine cattle ranches between here and there.
Where's your place, Mr. Pearson?
Up at the northern end, near Foxhead Canyon.
Oh. If rustlers tried to move any stock out that way, they'd have to...
Cross my spread? Well, that's what I figured. All of us did. But evidently, that's not the trail to take.
You kept a close watch?
Yep. It's like I told you. Chris Walker is sheriff of this county, and my son Jeff is his deputy. They've scoured this valley from one end to the other the last 3 months.
Not a trace?
Not a hoof print. But the cattle are disappearing. More of them every week. And they don't fly out of here. That's why I figured a United States deputy marshal like you might be able to get a line on something we'd missed.
I'll do my best. Hey, what the...
Try gushes over there in that brush. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't figure on being afraid. Why, the dirty, sneaking rattlesnake.
Oh.
almost high noon when the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode Silver and Scout along the same northern trail which led into the town of Sunburst.
Look at that, Tonto, up ahead.
Two men lay on ground.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Quiet. They've been shot, both of them.
Horse gray side of trail.
Yes, evidently. Those two are their horses, but then... This man is dead. A bullet through his temple.
A man here, still alive. Him breathe.
Here's a badge. United States Marshal, special officer. I wonder who
he... Sabe. Somebody come.
It's a horse and wagon. Good. We'd never be able to move that wounded man any other way. No, ma'am, we're not outlaws. We just rode up a few minutes ago and found these two men lying here. One of them is seriously hurt.
The other one
is dead. The wounded man needs a doctor. We can move him in your wagon if you'll let us.
Let me see. Why, it's... Oh.
Do you know him?
It's Mr. Pearson. Sam Pearson.
And the other man?
I never saw him before.
Well, we can't leave them here. There must be a doctor in Sunburst. My friend and I'll load them both into your wagon.
No, we can't take Mr. Pearson into Sunburst.
Why not?
Because I just came from there, and after what happened last night, the ranchers...
What happened last night?
Almost 500 head of cattle rustled in the valley, taken into Foxhead Canyon. A searching party found the tracks going right across Mr. Pearson's land, and... I don't know why I'm telling
you. That doesn't alter the fact that Mr. Pearson needs medical attention.
We could take him to my place and then send for a doctor.
Well, good. Help me, Tonto.
Here, there's straw in the wagon bed and a piece of canvas.
There. Now the other man, Tonto.
Me lift him here.
This poor fellow is beyond the help of any doctor, but we can't leave him here on the trail.
No, of course not.
His shirt says he's a United States Marshal, a special officer.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
You know who he is?
My father's the sheriff here in Sunburst.
And this is something he ought to know about.
You mean Mr. Pearson injured, a marshal dead, with a masked man and an Indian standing over them?
I've explained that Tonto and I are not...
These men coming, and there's no time to get away.
Who are they? You know them?
Link Morgan and a couple of his men. And that always means trouble.
Well, boys, seems like we've stumbled across a killing. In broad daylight, too.
Sure looks like it, Link.
All right, you mask hombre, get your claws up.
I'd rather not. How did you know that anyone had been shot here?
I'm asking the questions, and I'm telling you what to do. Elevate your hands.
Otto, get Silver and Scout. Climb on the wagon, ma'am, and get ready to drive.
All right. Anything's better than Link Morgan.
Maybe you don't hear right well. I'll give you 10 seconds to reach. Then
I'd rather not wait.
Oh, fire!
That scratch won't hurt you. And I'd advise you not to try to pick up your gun.
What's wrong with you two?
If they're smart, they'll keep their guns in leather. Otto, ride ahead of the wagon. I'll follow you.
We go now.
All right. Get up there.
Get him up, Scout.
Here, Silver. If you're smart, you'll turn around and ride the other way. If you're foolish, you'll follow me. Steady, Silver.
Who are you?
You can take your choice. Come on, Silver.
What's the matter with you two? Dig your spurs. We're blessed critters, the last thing we ever do.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Astride the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger knew it would be a simple matter to outrun Link Morgan and his men. However, covering the retreat of Melody Walker, who was driving a one-horse buckboard, was a different matter. He decided that a few well-placed shots would be the most effective way to discourage pursuit. He unholstered both guns, then reined up quickly and waited for the three men to come within shooting range.
There he is, Link, waiting right in the middle of the road.
Let him have it. What's the matter with you?
Nicked my shoulder.
Hey, that hombre's lead's flying too close for comfort.
Well, keep blasting.
Oh, there goes my hat. I'm stopping.
Boy, you yellow...
Let him go. I ain't going to ride against shooting like that.
He needed.
A couple of fine gunslingers. Let a cheap two-bit outlaw bluff you to a standstill.
You stopped with us, Link.
Yeah, and I noticed when we were standing back there a few minutes ago, the critter drew and fired before you could trigger your gun.
Let's go back to town. Get up.
Get up there. Come on. Get up.
How's Mr. Pearson now?
A little better, I think. I dressed his wound, but he needs a doctor.
Tonto and I'll find one and send him out here.
The dead man, he's still in the wagon.
I think you'd better leave him there for the time being. Your father, the sheriff, will know what to do.
I don't know. After what happened last night and this morning, Mr. Pearson shot, seeing you and Link Morgan...
Maybe
and...
I can help you, if you'll tell me what it's all about.
Why should I tell you? A stranger, masked...
But you do need help.
It's not me so much as... All right, I will tell you. You can't make things any worse than they are now.
I hope not.
My name's Melody Walker, and like I told you, my father, Chris Walker, is the county sheriff.
Then he must know Sam Pearson, the man who was shot.
They've been friends for years. It was because of that friendship that Mr. Pearson and his son Jeff settled in this valley in the first place.
How old is Jeff?
About my age. You see, Dad and Sam Pearson, they always hoped that Jeff and I would...
I understand.
When Jeff was old enough, Dad gave him a job as his deputy. Everything was wonderful.
Until what?
Well, until Dad found Jeff drinking and gambling with Link Morgan and his crowd. He didn't say anything to Mr. Pearson. He was too busy trying to catch the rustlers who've been stealing beef from every rancher in the valley.
But you knew it?
Oh, yes, of course. I made Jeff promise me he would stop gambling. And I think he has stopped.
The rustlers, did your father catch them?
Not yet. To make it worse, about 2 weeks ago, Sam Pearson came to Dad's office and told him there were cattle tracks across the north end of the valley, leading toward Foxhead Canyon.
What did that mean?
The rustlers were running the beef out that way. And the bad part of it was the tracks were right across Sam's ranch.
Mr. Pearson couldn't be blamed for that.
No, he couldn't. But Jeff had been riding that end of the valley and he'd reported no signs of cattle.
He couldn't have missed those tracks, could he?
Oh, I want to believe he could. I want to believe in Jeff more than anything in the world.
Let me ask you something, Melody. Do you think Jeff is tied in any way with the rustlers?
No, I don't.
Why? Several things you've told me point to him.
I know it. I just have faith in Jeff, that's all.
I understand. I'm sure he's worthy of that faith. Have you any idea where your father might have gone?
Not the slightest. He must be trailing the rustler someplace.
I think he does need some help, Melody. Maybe a special officer who knows some of the facts.
But that man is dead. You know yourself.
Then we'll have to send for someone else. Tonto, you'll find a doctor in town and bring him back out here. I hope I can help you, Melody. I'm going to try.
Wait, I...
Adios. Here, Silver. Going to ride ahead, Tonto. I'll meet you on the trail, steady big fella. Before you leave here, go to the wagon. Get the badge from the lawman's shirt.
Me get it.
Come on, Silver.
Want to play anymore, Jeff?
Sure, I want to play. Well, look, can't run this way forever. Deal the cards.
How about you other gents?
I'm out. You're too lucky for me, Link.
Yeah, me too. Guess you and the deputy sheriff better play.
Well, go on, deal.
Wait a minute.
Let's get the score straight first. I'm in here for $2,000.
What difference does it make? You owe me more than that.
Maybe.
What do you mean? You said last night you'd pay off this afternoon.
I will. Right now, you owe me $500 more than you got coming.
Well, my luck's got to change sometime. Deal the cards.
Well, first, we've got to have a little understanding.
About what?
We're running some more beef into Foxhead tonight.
Yeah?
Naturally, you'll cut in for your share. It'll be the biggest herd we've ever moved. But I've been thinking we might as well make it a little bigger.
How?
Well, as long as we're running the critters across the top of your old man's spread, we might as well take a few of his steers with us.
Oh, no, you don't. You know I'm not going to help rustle any beef from my own father's ranch.
Suppose it was your stock and not his.
There's no use in supposing. When Dad comes back from Dodge City...
Now, wait a minute. You remember how you tipped us off last night about how your pa might send a special lawman down here to help Chris Walker?
Yeah.
Well, I sent a couple of the boys out to the North Trail early this morning to watch for him. He showed up.
Today?
Of course, they had to take care of a critter like that. It's the last ride he'll ever make.
Well, I don't care. It's nothing to me.
The only trouble was your old man was riding with him.
Dad? You mean...
It was more of an accident than anything else. I went out there personally to look the job over and...
You dry gulch, my dad. You sneaking yellow dog.
Shut up. You won't do anything. Both the boys have got you covered.
I'm going down to the office.
You're going to sit right there until we get ready to ride to Foxhead. Now I'm ready to play poker. There's your cards, deputy. What do you bet?
Jeff. Say, Jeff.
Well, Jeff ain't feeling very good. What do you want?
There's a redskin that wants it. That's funny.
What?
There was an Injun here just a minute ago, said he wanted to see Jeff. Now he's disappeared.
Well, it's just as well. Deputy Sheriff ain't hankering to see anybody but me.
About an hour after sunset, the Lone Ranger, without his mask but safely disguised, brought Silver to a halt in front of Sheriff Walker's office on the main street of Sunburst.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy, oh, easy.
That's strange. Lamp burning in the window. Hello. Did you find out anything?
Me see Jeff Pearson in Barlow's Cafe. Him play cards with Link Morgan, man who shoot his father.
Does the boy know that?
Morgan, tell him. Him hold gun on Jeff. They run cattle tonight. Foxhead Canyon.
Good, we'll... What's that, Tonto?
At most all ranches and valley. Them plenty man. Them hold meeting.
I see. They're coming this way. You wait out here, Tonto. I'm going to the sheriff's office.
Ah.
I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I say, let's make the sheriff give us a showdown. He claims these rustlers are too smart to get caught. Sure they are. They're too smart to get caught by a sheriff whose eyes are blinded by gold pieces. Come on out of that office, Walker. If you got the nerve enough to face us.
Come on out.
I said, come on out. All right, maybe a little lead will bring him out. Well, he ain't Walker. We've been fooled, surely.
Quiet, all of you.
Who are you?
My name wouldn't mean anything to you, but this badge will.
A lawman.
So will this note I just found in Sheriff Walker's office. Listen, to whom it may concern, I have reason to believe that some of the ranchers in this valley think I am in cahoots with the rustling that's been going on. I am not. But I'm not asking anyone to believe me until I'm proven I'm right. That'll be tonight. I'm going to play a lone hand. If I win, I'll have the crooks in jail. If I lose, I want whoever reads this to tell my daughter I did the best I could. Signed, Sheriff Chris Walker. There. That's the kind of a sheriff you have here in Sunburst.
If Chris knew so much, why didn't he tell us about it instead of writing a note and sneaking off?
Probably because he wanted to be sure no one would talk. Talk to the wrong people.
This hombre is just trying to whitewash our sneaking sheriff. I say let's string them both up.
Come on, Tonto. We can't form a posse any other way. We'll make them chase us.
That hombre's going to line up. There's a redskin with him.
Steady. Use your gun, Tonto, but shoot over their heads.
Come on, let's trail them, Tonto.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Tonto.
Riding hard, the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their horses at top speed along the dim trail that led from Sunburst to Foxhead Canyon. Thick underbrush and trees cloaked the mountain flank as they lost the trail, regained it again, and thundered on through the night. Finally, they rode out onto a little promontory that overlooked the valley and the entrance to Foxhead. There they reined their mounts to a sudden halt. Bright moonlight threw the scene in the valley below them in sharp relief. They saw a large herd of rapidly moving cattle, with several men riding drag, urging them forward into the canyon. Suddenly, a rifle cracked. In the next instant, pandemonium broke loose. Spouting orange flames came from the guns of the rustlers, while directly below them, they heard the answering fire of two roaring 45s.
Come on, Tonto! The sheriff's trying to stand them off alone.
Hitting their mounts, the Lone Ranger and Tonto plunged down the steep slope to the floor of the valley. There, amidst the crushing guns and the bawling of cattle, they saw a figure suddenly detach itself from the group of rustlers and race toward the rock where the sheriff was sheltered. They saw the figure stumble and fall as it caught in the withering crossfire. Then they heard the approach of the rancher's posse from Sunburst. They knew the battle was over.
Hold Silver, hold Silver, hold Silver,
hold. Quick, Tonto. The boy lying out there dead is Jeff Pearson. Before anyone else gets to him, take this badge. Pin it on his shirt. I'll meet you at the top of the trail.
But why you do this, Kemosabe?
The boy was killed because he made many mistakes. But why should a girl's faith die with him? Hurry, Tonto.
Get on, scout!
Right.
Why, Melody, what are you doing here?
I had to come. I knew that you and Jeff...
Jeff is dead, Melody. He died trying to help me.
Yes, I know. One of the ranchers told me. Jeff's lying over there. I just saw him.
Maybe you shouldn't have done that, Melody. Might have been better to remember Jeff as he was.
Oh, I'm glad I did, because I found this badge pinned to his shirt.
Badge?
See, it says United States Marshal, Special Officer. Jeff must have been running with Link Morgan's gang just to get information about them. He was really an honest lawman all the line.
Yes, Melody, I guess you're right.
I'm so proud of Jeff, Dad.
So am I. Don't exactly understand it, but I'm proud and thankful it happened.
I'm Silver! Boy!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.